Christian News Bulletin. Premier Christian News reports that Catholic Archbishop, the Most Reverend John Wilson, has called for governments to develop special strategies to ensure that marginalised and stigmatised communities, including people with leprosy, receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Archbishop Wilson stated, "We know from the experience of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United Kingdom that protecting the health and well-being of the most vulnerable is a priority. As soon as vaccines against COVID-19 are available to every country, it is vitally important that disadvantaged communities, such as those affected by leprosy, are enabled to receive the same benefits from vaccination as the rest of society." According to Religion News Service, several new books about prayer from popular Christian authors have landed on bookshelves in the past month, and they seem to be resonating with readers. A Rhythm of Prayer, a collection of meditations for renewal, edited by progressive Christian author Sarah Bessie, made bestseller lists recently in both the United States and Canada. And the Reverend James Martin, a Jesuit priest and editor-at-large of America magazine, appeared on A Late Show with Stephen Colbert to discuss his latest book, Learning to Pray, A Guide for Everyone. Leaders from across the political spectrum in the UK have commended the efforts made by local British churches to support and care for their communities throughout the pandemic, as a new poll finds perceptions of the role of the church are improving. Assist News Service reports that the study, which surveyed 2,170 respondents, found that 42% of UK adults agree that local Christian churches are making a positive difference in their community, with only 24% disagreeing.